Yes, I've heard them say, well, she swallowed a pumpkin, so he did. Something like that.
Yeah.
I've heard that expression.
Yeah.
He swallowed a pumpkin, so he started growing.
Yeah. If you don't have anybody around to, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, well, the woman that you might send for would be called the what?
You call the old granny woman. There's another. Oh, heck. We address them as the old granny woman.
Uh-huh.
It's a delivery, but they have another name. And I can't.
You ever heard that called midwife?
Midwife, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father does, and he has the same shaped nose, you'd say he...
He favors
his father. What about, would you use any particular word if he had acquired his father's bad habits? You'd say he...
Chip off the old block.
Chip off, yeah.
He's similar to his dad and character.
Mm-hmm. If a woman's looked after three children until they're grown up, you'd say that she has three children. She is what? She's had three
she
children.
She has raised, yeah. Or... Yeah.
Raised or reared three children?
Reared three children.
Something like that.
Old people used to say we've raised them instead of reared.
Mm-hmm. If to a child who's been misbehaving, you might say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good spanking. Good spanking.
A thrashing.
Mm-hmm. If a boy you know has grown 5 inches taller in 1 year, you would say that Bob sure in 1 year, he sure did what in 1 year? If he's gotten 5 inches taller, he has...
He had grown up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, grown up.
Or you say, you sure in 1 year?
Have grown.
Yeah, more like 1 year. Okay. What do you call a child that is born to an unmarried woman?
A bastard.
Is there anything else you've ever heard?
Not legitimate.
Would blacks call it anything in particular, or the same thing?
It'd be the same thing.
Same thing, pretty.
And there's plenty of them.
Yeah. What about if you were saying that Jane is a real loving child, but Peggy is a lot? If she was even more so than Jane.
Yeah.
Jane's a loving child, but Peggy is a lot.
A lot more so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot more loving.
A lot more loving.
Okay.
Affectionate.
What would you call your brother's son in relation to you?
A nephew.
Be your nephew. What about if a child has lost both of its parents? It's a what?
An orphan.
What about, what do you call the person who's appointed to look after an orphan? An orphan, it's his what?
Administrator or foster parent.
Would you ever say guardian?
Guardian, yeah. Which means the same thing as administrator, guardian.
Yeah. If you have a house full of your nephews and your nieces and your cousin, you'd say that the house is full of my...
relatives.
Mm-hmm. Full of your relatives. Would you ever call your relatives anything else other than relatives?
Well, if they were nieces and nephews, you could say my house is full of nieces and nephews, relatives. Nieces and nephews.
Would you ever say kinfolks?
Kinfolks, yeah.
Like yeah. You might say that somebody has the same family name as you do and might even look a little bit like you, but actually I'm not.
No relation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call a person who's come into town and nobody's ever seen him before? You call
a stranger.
Him? Mm-hmm. What about somebody who's come from another country? What would you call him?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner to describe somebody not necessarily from another country?
No. I
always be from